have loved you.
你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样。
And this is what John is referring to here in this verse.
所以约翰在这里又再次提到了主耶稣当时说到的命令。
So when he says, and this is his commandment, it means that new commandment.
当他说这是耶稣的命令的时候，指的就是这个新的命令。
That we believe in Jesus Christ,
就我们相信主耶稣。
And we love one another as he has commanded us.
我们也彼此相爱，因为他是这样告诉我们的。
You know, this sounds great.
听着很容易，很美，有没有？
And we all agree with this.
好像也很容易就说，嗯，同意。
And this is what makes us Christians.
好像觉得这就是当基督徒的原因吧。
Because Christians meant to love one another.
因为基督徒就是要彼此相爱的呀。
And every church you go to, they all talk about loving one another.
不管你去哪个教会，都会在讲要彼此相爱。
But if we are honest with ourselves,
但如果我们今天要诚实一点的说呢？
It is one of the most difficult things to do.
是最难做到的一件事情。
If you think loving one another is easy, then you don't know what John is talking about.
如果你在这里跟我说相爱很容易的一件事情，那你就真的不知道约翰在讲什么。
Because many times in this world, love means different things to different people.
因为在这个世界上，世界用不同的方法在定义爱。
But according to the standard of love in the Bible,
但是按照圣经的标准讲到爱的时候，
God's standard of love is very different from what we think love is.
那神所讲的标准跟我们口中所讲的相爱就完全不一样了。
The key message that John is telling us is that we have to love because God loves us.
那最重要的一个点呢，就是我们是彼此相爱，但是因为神先爱了我们。
God is asking us to love one another with His love.Not with our love.
神没有要我们用自己的爱去爱人，而是要我们用耶稣给我们的爱去爱出来。
That is why many times when we go in the Christian church, we fail.
所以在大部分基督徒教会就失败，挫败。
Because we're trying to love one another with our love, not withChrist's love.
因为大家呢都会用着自己的能力使劲的去爱，却没有用基督的爱。
Love one another as I have loved you, the love that you have received from me.
当耶稣说你们彼此相爱是要从我来的爱，是说你从我这里领受到的，你才拿得出来爱。
And this is why in 1 John, if you understand this key, love one another with the love of God, then we can interpret the.Chapter 3 and chapter 4 accurately.
所以如果我们要读懂约翰一书的第三章和第四章的话，那我们最需要明白的就是这里面所要求的彼此相爱是要从基督给来的爱。
Because if you do not understand this key part, then chapter 3 of 1 John and chapter 4 becomes very confusing.
如果我们有误会这个相爱的源头在哪里的话，那我们可能对整个第三章、第四章的解读就会错了。
So love one another with the love that we have received from God.
所以我们说的彼此相爱是因为我们从基督那里已经领受到了爱。
And one more point.
还有一点。
It is not a choice.
这都不是选择。
It is not a suggestion.
根本就不是说建议你要相爱哦。
It is a commandment.
这是一个命令。
We have no choice.
完全没得选的。
If we follow Jesus, we have no choice.
如果我们选择了跟随耶稣，那彼此相爱这件事情就没得选了。
But to love one another.
但是彼此相爱。
But in order to love one another,
要彼此相爱的，想要彼此相爱的话，
we have to learn to love God.
我们需要学会怎么爱神。
Because it is only through loving God do we receive that love from Him.
因为也是我们跟神的关系，我们现在爱，我们也爱神，神也爱我们，这样才有的爱。
So therefore, without a relationship with God, you have nothing to give.
所以如果我们自己跟神的关系不怎么样的话，你就其实你也给不出什么真正的爱来。
And all the love that we give.Is not what the Bible is talking about.
那就算是勉强给出来，你给出来爱也是自己挤出来的，也不是神给的。
We have to receive the love from God.
所以我们需要从神那里先领受到爱先。
Through our relationship with Him.
借着我们跟神的私人之下的关系。
From there, we can give that love out to others.
然后从神的这个源头领受到了，才有的爱可以给出来。
Otherwise, like Paul says, is just empty.
要不然就像保罗所说的，全都是空虚的。
But if we can receive the love from God and give it to one another,
但是如果我们是从神那领受到的爱，然后给出去的。
Paul says, this is the best way to serve the Lord.
这才是侍奉神的最好的方法。
And that is why he says, pursue love.
这是为什么他说要追求爱。
And then desire spiritual gifts.
然后要渴望恩赐。
Desire is something I wish I had it.
渴望属灵的恩赐就是 我希望我有
Pursue, you're literally actively running after it.
追求那就是你一直是往前跑的，就是追着那个目标跑。
So we need to run after love.
所以我们是要追着爱的这个目标去跑。
Because we want to give the love of God to others.
因为我们也希望能把领受到的神的爱给出去。
We want to be the vessel of that love.
我们也想成为这个爱的一个器皿。
That's why here it says,
这是为什么这里说
First, we need to believe that he is the Son.
我们首先要先相信基督是儿子
And love one another as he has commanded us.
然后再按照他的命令去彼此相爱
Like I said, it is probably the one of the most difficult thing to do.
就像我刚刚所说的，这可能是世上最难做到的一件事情了
It is love one another.
就是真的能够彼此相爱
Because we need toGet that love from God first.
因为我们先要从神领受得到那个爱才行啊。
Because as we are transformed, it is easy to give from our relationship with God.
因为当我们的生命是因为跟神的关系有改变，才有的那种爱能够带出来的。
It is easy to serve the Lord if you are spent time with God.
如果你真的是跟神有那么多的关系和时间在一起，你才会觉得侍奉神很容易。
That's why we can tell whether somebody, a Christian, has spent time with God.
所以就我们就能够看得出有一个基督徒他到跟神时间有多长。
You can feel the spirit.
你从他的灵能够感受得到。
Has met with God.
他跟神相遇的。
Even in the worship, you can hear and feel that difference.
就在敬拜的时候你都能感受到那种不同。
Hallelujah. Because if a worship leader has spent time before God,
如果一个带敬拜的领袖跟神的关系很好。
When they lead you in worship,
那他带你进入神的敬拜时。
They're releasing that which they have received from the Lord.
他给予的是他从主那里所领受到的。
And if you and I come to church having spent time with God,
如果你和我在来教会前就是跟神一直有很好关系。
Then when we are having our coffee and our tea, when we talk to each other, we're prophesying to each other.
那当我们其实在一起相遇、一起团契的时候，你就会发现神的生命就这么流出来了。
Releasing the love of God.
我们就是这样流出生命的爱来，也借着像说预言的这样的方式。
Do you know the standard of love that God is seeking is actually very, very difficult for us to achieve?
你知道神讲到爱的标准是非常的高的
Now,
高到我们都觉得不可能的。
I don't want you to leave church today feeling guilty and condemned.
我倒是不想让你今天离开教会呢觉得哎呀这个要求高成这样我也不可能了啦。
Because what I'm about to tell you is almost impossible.
因为我所跟你说的这个标准你听到你会发现根本就不可能啊做不到啊。
That's why we need Jesus.
这是为什么我们有主耶稣。
Who grant us grace.
因为他给我们恩典。
Even in our best effort, we will fail.
就算你把你所有吃奶的劲都用出来，你都会去挫败，都失败的。
But God wants to see us put that best effort.
但是神呢，还是想看我们尽力了。
To love one another.
去尽力的彼此相爱。
But when we fail.
但是当如果我们失败时。
This grace from God.
神的恩典永远在那里。
Let me show you in chapter 3.In these two chapters, I pick out a few teachings from John and to show you the demand of love from you and me is very high.
我所以呢先开始要从约翰一书来看一看神叫我们相爱的那个标准到底有多高。
And that is why, when we go to church, don't take it for granted when we say,Love one another, and everybody say yes.
所以，当我们讲到彼此相爱，教会的人一讲到的时候，我们可以不想当然就说啊，容易啦，就是相爱。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你一个例子。
When a couple is getting married, will you love each other?
当一个夫妻结婚的时候，
for,
我们说
for richer or for poorer.
你们是真的是在贫穷也会相爱，在富有也会相爱吗
？Until death do us apart.
直到死，只有死亡才能把我们分开吗？
In other words, you're supposed to love one another until you die.
换句话说，就是你要彼此相爱到你死的那一天。
And the two lover birds go, "Yes, I will."
哦，那当时的热恋中的恋人就会说，好啊，我们可以的。
And here is my evidence. I give you a ring, and you give me a ring. Look at this ring.
所以在婚礼上，我们就互相给交换换戒指，说我们保证要彼此相爱。
And we all know what happens when after we get married, go home.
所以结过婚的人都知道后面就会发生什么哈。
It doesn't work out that way because it's hard.
根本就没有这么容易呀，因为彼此相爱很难。
Because our sinful nature makes loving one another difficult.
因为我们带罪的这种身体的自然体，就会觉得彼此相爱很难。
That's why in church it's supposed to be one of the most. That's where love of God should dwell. And yet the church is put in some places.In some people's life, has been one of the most painful places to be.
那所以啊，教会按道理来说是应该是一个彼此相爱的美好的地方。可是，在大部分人的眼中，教会都是一个自相残杀，然后很残忍的不好地方。
How can that be?
为什么会这么糟糕的名声呢
？We are born again, washed by the blood of Christ.
我们不是都已经重生了吗？有耶稣的宝血洗净我们了吗
？Loving one another is not that difficult.
那这样子，我们相爱不就不难了吗？怎么还会这么难呢
？But you and I.Both can testify. It is very difficult.
但是我们确实是在这么多年一直在见证，就是不容易。
Because in our nature, in our flesh, our human nature makes it difficult.
因为在我们的肉身里面，我们的自然人就觉得很难的。
Amen. And that is why we should not condemn ourselves.
所以我们也不要自责。
We should not be feeling guilty.
不要自己来定罪自己。
But recognize we are battling against ourselves.
要知道我们一直是在跟我们里头的那个旧我在征战。
Our human nature.
是我们里头的肉体。
So that we may approach loving one another with humility.
所以因为这个原因我们才会以谦卑的态度来对每一个人。
And as someone who's learning.
知道你的那个谦卑的态度是其实我还在学习怎么爱。
As someone that is being transformed every day.
我还是一个正在被改变的过程中的人。
Amen. Turn to one another and say, "He's talking about you."
你不要跟别人说，就是他是在讲你哦。
So, Amen. The no condemnation of guilt because we have the grace of God.
所以不要自责，不要自我定罪，我们有神的恩典在。
Now, I'm going to show you some verses, and after you look at these verses, you're going to say to yourself, "Am I saved?"
我现在马上要给你念一些经文哈，念完了你可能都会开始怀疑自己说，说天哪，我有没有得救
？Am I really going to heaven？
我真的会上天堂吗
？Do I belong to God？
我到底属于神吗
？Or do I belong to the devil？
还是我属于魔鬼呢
？This is what John is telling you。
这就是约翰在教导的，什么叫做神的爱
？What he said is frightening。
他所讲的东西那个标准真的是高到可怕
Let's go through a few verses
让我们来看看几节经文
Chapter 3 verse 10
约翰一书三章十节
He says By this it is evidence who are the children of God And who are the children of the devil He's saying What is the children of God Or what is the children of the devil
这里说、
right?
他就显明谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女了。这里在分辨谁到底是属神的，谁是属魔鬼的。
Who is the children of the devil?
谁是魔鬼的儿女呢
？And this is what John says.
这是约翰现在说的。
Whoever that does not practice righteousness is not of God.
凡不行义的都不是出于神的。
Okay, this bit difficult, but. Yeah, I'm okay because I'm seeking after righteousness.
啊，也有人到这里呢，哈，我们觉得还没到那很糟糕的地步，嘿，起码我还追求神嘛，所以我算是个行义的人嘛。
But look at the bit I've highlighted.
然后你要看那个高光处的地方。
Nor is the one who does not love his brother.
不爱他弟兄的也是如此。
In other words, according to John, if you don't love your brother, you don't belong to God.
所以按照约翰的说法就是你要是不知道怎么去爱你的弟兄姊妹你根本就不属于神。
How many of you go, wow?
你们有没有就是觉得很震撼
that's not what I hear on Sundays.
这是一般我在星期天听不到的一些讲
题。If you don't love your brother, you are not of God.
如果你不爱你的弟兄你就根本不是出于神。
That means...We may as well go home.
我们还不如回家算了，那根本不出于神嘛。
That sounds like most of us.
因为大部分我们就是真的不懂得怎么爱别人。
Including me.
包括我自己。
That's why I need the grace of Jesus Christ.
这是为什么我们需要基督的恩典。
I want God to say, I want God to know, Lord, I am trying.
我想要神知道，主啊，我真的很尽力。
I want to love my brothers.
我很想很想爱我的弟兄姊妹。
And I will do my best.
我会尽力的。
And nobody can truly say.
但是没有一个人真的能说。
That I really have done it.
我真的做到了。
Because this love is unconditional.
因为这是讲的是一种无条件的爱。
Can you see the standard of love that God is looking for?
你看到了神对爱的定义标准吗？
And not this sometime in the love that we think we should be giving.
根本就不是我们以为我们平时给出来的爱的那种标准哦。
Let me tell you, if you fill yourself with God, it's easier to love.
如果你里面被神充满，爱容易一些。
But without God,You are depending on your flesh. It's difficult.
如果没有神，那就真的是靠着自己的肉体去爱，就真的很难。
So this is already one example, one verse that is difficult to read.
所以这就是我给你第一个例子。
Amen.
这一节就已经读了就很难了。
Do you want another one?
再来一个好不好？
Also, in chapter 3, verse 14, the last bit, and Verse 15.
那我们再看约翰一书三章的十四节后部分和十五节。
Whoever does not love abides in death.
没有爱心的仍住在死中。
That's why you don't do your devotions by reading First John.
这是为什么很多人就是自己去灵修的时候最不想就是读约翰一书。
Every all you ever hear, right, is Antichrist.
你所听到的就全部都是敌基督的东西。
But do you see, brothers and sisters? Not many pastors will tell you this. Whoever does not love abides in death.
很少有牧师会讲这个道哦，讲没有爱心的你就住在死中。
Am I saved?
我
Am I going to heaven?
人就开始自我怀疑说，哎呀，我得救了吗？我到底去天堂吗？
Because I don't know about you, when I think about, do I really allow love to abide in my heart? If not, according to John, you're finished.
那我就真的开始自我，当时我读的话自己开始怀疑，我天哪，我真的有爱心吗？有神那个标准吗？那我不就住在死中了？我倒完蛋了。
And then he confirms it in the next verse.
然后十五节他再继续讲哦。
Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer.
他说，凡恨自己弟兄的都是杀人的。
And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him.
你们知道，凡杀人的没有永生住在他里面。
In other words,
换句话说
，By the way, John is called the Apostle of Love.
哦，还有哦，你们知道，约翰其实他本来有个名叫做爱的使徒哦。
Do you understand the way he understands love is very, very different from us?
你们能够看到他解读爱、定义爱的方式跟我们很不一样。
But if we can understand love the way the Bible understands it, we can do a lot more with our lives.
那如果我们真的能够明白到圣经标准的那种爱，我们反倒可以做更多。
We will see much more transformation in our lives.
我们可以看到更多的生命的转变发生。
When we realize how serious God sees love.
当我们这么严，发现神是这么严肃的看待关于爱的问题。
That's why never accuse someone. You got no love.
所以你千万不要跟人家说，哎，你都不懂爱耶。
What about you?
你自己呢？
Because if we are according to this verse, if we don't, we are binding to death.
你要是按照这个经文来说，这没有爱心的就住在死中。
And if you don't forgive,
如果你都不饶恕
，and if you hate a brother,
如果你都讨厌恨一个弟兄
，you're a murderer.
你是一个杀人犯呢。
And according to John,
那要按照约翰的说法。
You have no eternal life in you.
你就没有永生在你里面了。
We've only done two verses.
我们才讲到两节而已。
I'm now convinced myself. Am I saved?
我现在都开始就是觉得，哎，我到底有没有得救呢？
It's hard, isn't it?
是不是觉得就听了都很难？
This is what love demands.
这就是爱的要求。
Let's move on.
继续看。
Beloved.Love, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love.
4章7到8节，亲爱的，我们要彼此相爱， 因为爱是从神来的，凡有爱的都是由神而生，并且认识神，没有爱的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
John here saying, if you don't love, you don't know God.
约翰在说，没有爱的就根本不认识神。
I don't care if you've got your PhD in theology. I don't care if you've been a Christian for 30 years. If you do not love, you don't know God.
不管你是神学博士也好，还是自称自己信主30年也好，凡是没有爱的，你就根本不认识神。
If someone proudly say to you, I know God.
如果有人很自信地跟你说，我太认识神了。
Then you can say, then you must know love.
那你就可以跟他说，那你一定很懂得爱吧。
Amen. It's hard.
其实很难的。
You see, because God himself is love.
因为神自己就是爱。
What makes love such a high standard is because love itself is God.
神的要求，爱的要求之所以这么高，是因为爱本身就是神。
And that's why we find it difficult to define what love is.
所以我们才会挣扎怎么去定义爱呢？
Because in order to know what love is, we need to know who God is.
如果想真的了解什么叫爱，那就先要认识神，才知道神是谁呀。
The more you know God, the more you know love.
你越认识神，你就越才懂得什么叫爱。
Hallelujah. Do you see? Now can you understand, if we don't know God, how can we be dwelling in the light?
如果我们不认识神的话，我们怎么可能行在光中呢？
Amen? How can we say...We love one another when we, in fact, we are unforgiving.
我们怎么可能跟彼此说我们在相爱？其实心里都有很多不饶恕的东西。
And that is why, no matter how difficult it is, in our Christianity, unforgiveness is unacceptable.
所以不管我们什么说相爱不好也好还是不好，只要不饶恕，那就根本就没有爱。
According to God's love,There is absolutely no room for unforgiveness.
所以对于神的要求来看，那你心里头就根本不能有任何一丁点空间去恨别人或者不饶恕别人。
Because in your life, in Christian life, you cannot move an inch until you forgive.
因为在我们的基督徒的生活当中，如果我们不饶恕的话，我们往前挪一步都挪不动。
Because what we have just read,
因为我们刚才读到
If you hate your brother, you are a murderer.
如果你是恨自己弟兄的，你就是杀人的。
But I haven't killed anyone.
但是你会说我没有杀人。
But according to God, it is the same kind of heart.
但是按照神的标准来说，恨人跟杀人没有区别。
When you hate someone, you have already killed them in your heart.
当你恨一个人，其实你已经把他杀死了。
That person already has no value in your heart.
因为那个人在你心里已经没有价值了，已经被你杀死了。
And if you think like that, if we can think like that, then it's darkness inside us.
如果我们真的是这样去看待问题的话，那我们里面充满的全是黑暗。
And that's why John said, how can you say that eternal life dwells in you?
所以约翰就会问你了，那你怎么还敢说有永生在你的里面呢？
Here he's saying, if we don't have love, we don't know God.
这里都说了，如果我们没有爱，我们就根本不认识神。
That's why in order to get rid of the darkness in our hearts, we need to know him.
所以如果我们要除去我们自己里面的黑暗，我们首要是要认识神。
Because it's only love that makes our heart full of light.
因为只有神的爱能够让我们里面的黑暗点起光。
It is love that makes our mind clear.
只有神能够让我们的思维最后清晰起来。
Love motivates us.
因为只有爱才会激励我们去做。
Amen. Only true love from God can really set us free.
只有真正从神的爱才能释放我们。
Let's carry on.
再来读。
You understand this is chapter 4 now.
你知道我们已经到了第四章了哈。
And we've already read three very difficult passages.
我们刚才读了三节比较不好读的难听的经文。
Amen. Verse 10 to 11.
十到十一节。
In this love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be appropriation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another.
不是我们爱神，而是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了赎罪祭，这就是爱。亲爱的，既然神这样爱我们，我们也要彼此相爱。
So when we come to a point after we read those three passages, we say, wow, how can I possibly love? Because it seems very tough.
那我们刚才有读到那三节很难听的经文以后，我们都会觉得，天哪，要怎么爱呢？爱的要求这么高吗？
The first passage tell me, do I really belong to God if I don't love?
当我们读到第一节的时候，我们都当时就会说，天哪，我还属于神吗？
The second passage is, do I really have eternal life in my heart?
然后刚读到刚才第二节的时候，我们又开始怀疑我们到底里面有永生吗？
If I don't forgive,
如果我不饶恕的话。
And thirdly, do I really know God?
然后第三节又在质疑自己说，我到底认识神吗？
If I don't love,
如果我不爱的话，是不是就不认识神呢？
And we collapse on the floor.
然后这个时候就在那倒地了。
I say, Lord, help me.
主啊，怎么还帮助我？
What do I need to do?
我要怎么办呢？
Well, John also tells us,
那约翰也跟我们说，
There is a spirit that dwells in our hearts that will teach us.
在我们的里面住着那个灵可以教导我们。
And here he's teaching us.
这里他就在教导我们了。
He's first of all, you've got to recognize,
第一你先要认识到，
In this is love.That not that we love God, but He loved us.
就是不是我们在爱神哦，而是神先爱我们。
You got to recognize God loved us. God chose us, not we chose Him, not we love God.
你要非常搞清楚的是，是神爱我们，不是我们爱神，是神选择了我们，也不是我们选择了神。
In other words, we have to be in a attitude of humility.
所以我们是需要一个很谦卑的态度来看。
To say, Lord,
来说主啊，
help me, let me receive your love.
让我领受到你的爱。
Then God say, why?
然后神说为什么？
So that I can love you and love others.
所以我才有爱你的能力和爱其他人的能力。
Because everything comes from God.
因为所有的爱都是来自于神。
You can't give something that you don't have.
你自己都没有的东西，你拿什么去给？
First of all, humble yourself and say, Lord, give me love.
所以先谦卑下来，跟神说，神啊，你先给我。
Transform my heart.
先改变我的心。
So that I can forgive.
让我先能够做到饶恕。
Amen. So that I can love.
所以我才爱得出来啊。
So that I can know you.
所以我才认识你。
Hallelujah.Verse 17.
来看十七节。
By this is love perfected with us, so that we may be confident for the day of judgment. As he is, so are we also in this world.
由此，爱在我们里面得以完满，我们可以在审判的日子继续坦然无惧，因为基督如何，我们在这世上也如何。
John is saying,Love perfects our hearts.
约翰是在说，爱使我们的心里面得到完美、完满。
Love gives us confidence.
爱会给我们有信心。
And that is why it is important for all of us to take today's message seriously.
所以今天我们每个人都要把今天的道要听到心里去。
And as a Christian, this should be our number one priority.
因为对于基督徒来说，这就是重中之重、最重要的。
That every day.
每一天
I am before God,
在神面前
I want to love him,
我都想爱神
so that I can love people as well,
然后我才有爱人的能力
and by that I fulfill the commandment,
就因为爱我就可以完成
律法 your responsibility and my responsibility is all about loving God and loving people,
所以你和我们的责任就是怎么爱神和爱人
that's what the new commandment is all about,
新约里面教的都是怎么爱神和爱人
and John is telling you the only way you can fulfill this commandment is by coming before God and say, Lord, give me love that I may love you and love people.
所以约翰在提醒我们的是，我们要来到神的面前说，主啊，你先让我领受到从你来的爱，我才知道怎么去爱别人。
Love is more than just an emotion.
爱不是一种情感上的感觉。
Love is something that is a substance that fills your heart, that it gives you power, gives you energy, gives you strength.
爱是一种实实在在的东西，实实在在的在我们的里面，让我们感觉到力量，感觉到有精力，然后是真的来自于神。
And it makes you see people differently.
然后你会看人的方式都不一样的。
Why?
为什么？
Because he says the day of judgment.
因为他说在审判的日子。
Because the day when we stand before God.
因为当我们站在神面前的时候，
God will judge you on how much do you love him and love people.
神审判的那个主题就是你到底有多爱神和多爱人呢？
He's not going to ask you about how many GCSEs or A levels you got.
他可不会问你啊，你的考试有考得多好呢？
He's not saying that oh you've been CEO this and
还是你是哪个公司的总裁呢？还是你是哪个厨师呢？
To God, none of these things has eternal value.
在神里面，这些事情没有永恒的价值。
They have.Earthly value.
他们只有这世上的价值。
And while we're on earth, we need a job.
因为我们在世上的时候，我们还需要一份工作。
We need to make money.
我们需要挣钱。
But that's, we only need it because we're living in earth. We need to eat. We need to live.
我们需要是因为我们还活在这个事情上面，世界上面，我还得吃，还得喝。
But our calling, our responsibility while we're here on earth is learn to love.
但是我们的呼召，当我们还在地上活着的时候，是学会如何相爱。
And what we read by in John, love is a very high standard according to God.
所以在约翰一书里面教我们，按照神的标准来说，爱的标准很高。
To such a standard, we're thinking, "Am I really saved?"
高到我们自己都开始怀疑自己有没有得救。
Do I really belong to God?
都怀疑自己到底还属不属于神。
Do I really know God?
都怀疑自己还到底还认不认识神了。
Because these verses meant to humble you.
因为这些经文是让我们谦卑。
Because it's only in humility can we cry out, "Lord, help me."
因为只有谦卑下来，我们才会真正说主啊，你帮我们。
Help me to love you.
帮我们来爱你。
And help me to love people.
帮我们来爱人。
So perhaps make this your prayer every day.
让这个成为你每天的祷告。
Lord, help me to love you and love people.
主啊，让我来学会爱你和爱人。
Is that easy to remember?
能记住这个祷告吗？
Remember this until the day you go to heaven.
你只要记住这样祷告，直到你死的那一天。
So that when you stand before the judgment day.
所以当你站在审判台前的时候，
John says.
约翰说，
So that you may have confidence.
这里面说我们才会在审判的日子坦然无惧。
Just like a child who's revised and study hard.
就像一个孩子。
On examination day, he is confident.
就像一个孩子，他因为复习已经很足了，所以在考试那天他就非常自信。
I never had that feeling in an exam.
那我以前考试就没有过这样的自信。
You know, every time when I go to an exam, I always feel not ready, I'm not confident.
每次我去考试的时候，我都会觉得，哎呀，还没有做好准备，怎么办？
I haven't done enough.
我都觉得我还没有复习好，怎么办？
And then when the results come out, it's proven that I have not done enough.
然后每次结果一出来，我就发现，果然是证明了我就是没复习好。
And so, I don't know how many years we're living on the earth.
我也不知道我们在这个世上每个人有多少的年月。
Are we going to be confident when we face...When we face God's judgment,
你我会不会如此的坦然无惧？当我们站在审判台前的时候，
have we learned enough about love?
我们是不是真的学够了、学会了爱呢？
Have we practiced enough love?
我们是不是已经操练过爱呢？
Even though it's not perfect,
就算也不怎么完美，
but God will be pleased with us.
但是神却对我们很开心。
Amen. That you tried,
因为你一直在学着爱。
You and I tried our best.
因为你一直在尽力的学着爱。
That we humble ourselves.
我们一直在谦卑的来到神面前。
And then we say to you, Lord, I try to love you with all my heart, all my strength, all my soul.
所以你会在审判台前对主说，主啊，我真的是尽心、尽力、尽意爱了你一生。
I try my best to love the people that you love.
我用了我的所有的权力去爱你所爱的那些人。
I have forgiven everyone that I need to forgive.
我已经饶恕了所有我该饶恕的人。
And Lord, I don't hate anyone.
主啊，我根本没有恨过任何人。
I have no enemies.
我没有敌人。
Even though others may not like me,
也许别人可能不喜欢我，
may not celebrate me,
可能也不为我庆祝，
but I don't hate them.
但是我不恨他们。
Are we able to do that?
我们可以这样子坦然无惧吗？
Because it is the grace of Jesus Christ that makes us the bits that we can't do.
因为是耶稣的恩典来填补所有我们做不到的那些。
But when we see God,
当我们看见神那天时
don't stand there knowing that you haven't even tried.
你可不要站在神的面前才发现，哎呀，我连试都没试过去爱。
That we spend our lives hating, unforgiving.
我们却花了我们的一生去恨人或者是不饶恕人。
We spend most of our time in church gossiping, criticizing.
然后我们花一生竟然在教会里面去传言啊，去批评人家。
And very little act, very little thing that comes from our mouth, very little action that comes from our hands are of love.
很少有从我们嘴中所说或者手上所做的事情看上去是带着爱的。
Because if you go before God with humility,
如果你站在神的面前带着这样谦卑的态度
Lord, I tried.
你说主啊，我尽心尽力
了。The Lord will say to you, it's true.
神说确实是。
Then he can give you he can show, yes, 40 years ago you did this, very good. 50 years ago you did that, very, very good. 10 years ago you did that. God can show you many examples of the things that you did well.
神就会展开那个生命册跟你说，你看你40年前做了这个，10年前做了这个，50年前又做了这个，会把你所有的点点滴滴都告诉给你听。
John is saying to us,
约翰的对我们说
reason why you need to love,
你爱需要爱的原因
is so that you can be confident on the day of judgment.
是为了你能够在审判的日子能够坦然无惧
Here's his words.
这是他的话语
Amen. And look what he says here.
再看下面他怎么讲
And then you realize we always misquote this verse.
你会发现我们经常乱引用这句话
There is no fear in love.For perfect love casts out fear.
在爱里没有惧怕，完满的爱把惧怕驱逐出去。
He's not talking about, John is not talking about fearing the devil.
这里面不是讲害怕魔鬼。
John is not talking about fearing tomorrow.
也不是说害怕未来和明天。
Fearing your exam.
害怕考试。
Fearing about your job.
害怕工作没有。
And we Christian, we often misquote this verse, but you can still use it.
基督徒经常是乱引用这些经文，你可以用啦。
But he's really talking about the context is when you stand before God, we should be fearing.
所以他的真正的那个，你要是前后文上下文看，我们是说我们站在神的宝。审判台前的时候，我们到底是不是惧怕
？But if we have spent our life learning to love and learning to love people, John is saying, you don't need to fear.
所以，如果我们花我们的一生都去爱神、爱人，约翰在说，你不要怕什么。
You get it?
听懂吗
？You can be confident.
你可以很坦然无惧的说。
Amen. He said, "Love. There is no fear in love. When you have love."When you go to heaven, you have no fear.
如果你有爱，那你去到神的面前，你就不会惧怕。
In other words, you can take love with you when you die.
换句话说，你就算是死了，你也可以把爱带到神那里
去。All the love that you have accumulated while you are alive.
你把这一生所积累的所有的爱
，you can take with you when you go to heaven.
你都可以带走，带到神那里。
You can't take your money with you.
你其他的带不走，钱也带不走。
You can't take any possessions with you.
你带不了你自己的产业走。
But you can take your heart full of love to heaven.
但是你可以带那个已经学会了爱人的心带走。
Amen. When people say you can't take things to heaven except souls, it's wrong. It's souls and love.
如果有人跟你说你什么也走带不走啊，你死的那天去天堂，你只能带你的魂，那我们就说我们可以纠正你一下，
say,
你带你的魂还可以带爱。
I go to SCC.
我去的是 SCC 教会。
And、this is what they teach us.
他是这么教我们的。
When I go to heaven, I'm not only taking souls with me, I'm taking love with me.
我去天堂的时候，我不光是带了魂一起走，我还把爱也带走了。
The person say, "Why do you need to take love with you?"
然后那个人就会问，你为什么要把爱带走呢？
Ah, so that when on the day of judgment, I can be confident.
所以我为的是在审判的日子，我能够坦然无惧。
Hallelujah.Yes, I gave you another answer.
看，我又给你多了一个答案，对吧？
You know our churches do really well when we get to heaven.
你知道我们就可以就按这个方法，我们就可以 去天堂了。
I even give the slides to the cell leaders.
你知道，我把我所有的这些这些影片那个演示稿都给我们的教会的人。
Perhaps you can take the slides with you to heaven.
记得你们要是去天堂的时候，把我跟你讲的道要带走哦。
But you need to know, brothers and sisters.
那你们需要知道
what's important to God.
在神那里，什么东西最重要
？Amen. When you die.What is important to God?
你死了以后，于神而言，最重要的是什么
？You will find nothing that is earthly. He takes any notice of.
你发现他在你的世上所有的成就，他基本上都不怎么看。
They are important to the earth, but they are not important in heaven.
他们对世上的人来说觉得哇很重要哎，但是对神来说就根本不重要。
But what is important to God is how much do you love Him and how much do you love.
但是对神来说，最重要的就是你是怎么爱神、怎么爱人的。
This is the commandment.
这是神的爱的命令。
Don't waste your time on anything else.
不要浪费时光在我们的人生花在其他的事情上面了。
Amen. It is because you love people that you lead people to Christ.
因为你爱人，你把他带到基督面前。
It's because you love God that you serve God.
因为你爱神，所以你服侍神。
But if you serve God without love, if you lead people to Christ without love,It's empty.
如果没有爱，你还来侍奉神；如果没有爱，
God,
你还把人带到基督前，
God、
那就是全部空虚的。
It's not impressed with your spiritual gifts.
神其实对你的什么属灵恩赐是没有什么好印，没什么特别好印象。
He's interested in love.
他最想看重的就是爱。
Amen. And he says, right, for fear has to do with punishment.And whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us.
因为惧怕里含着惩罚，惧怕的人在爱里面未得到完满。
John is saying the reason why you fear God.
约翰在说你有害怕的原因是
It's because you have no love.
里面没有爱。
If you have love,
如果你里面有爱
you wouldn't fear him.
你就不会惧怕。
Hallelujah. Amen. And the last verse is at verse 20 to 21.
约翰一书四章二十到二十一节
If anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And this is the commandment we have from him.Whoever loves God must also love his brother.
人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎了。不爱他看得见的弟兄，就不能爱看不见的神。爱神的也要爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。
You know, although I say loving your brothers and sisters is almost impossible.
虽然我刚才我跟你们说爱弟兄、爱你自己的弟兄都觉得都不太可能的事情。
That's not accurate.
其实也不是很正确，我刚刚说的。
Because it feels impossible.
因为只是我们感觉不太可能。
But the Bible will not tell you to do something.
但是圣经绝对不会跟你这么说。
Jesus will not give you a commandment.
他不会说要给你一个这样做不到的命令。
If it's impossible to do.
神不会把那种做不到的命令给你。
Therefore,
所以
loving your God and loving your brothers, it is possible.
所以爱神和爱人是完全可能的。
That's why we should try our best.
所以我们才尽力、尽心、尽力的去爱。
Who knows?
不知道，谁也不知道。
You may actually achieve it.
也许你就成了呢。
I hope I will achieve it.
我希望我会成就这事。
I hope we all achieve it.
我也希望你能够都成就这事。
Let's all get to heaven, right? And then the angels hand out our exam results.
当我们去到天堂的时候，然后天使就给我们看我们的考试结果。
And SCC people all get A star star.
然后所有的 SCC 的成员们就全部都拿高分的。
Amen. And all the angels need to see is look at A star star must be from SCC.
然后最后那个天使都说，哇，这个是 A star， 原来这个最高分肯定是 SCC 的人的。
You understand, brother? Although it seems impossible.
就算我们觉得看着不可能。
But God will not tell you to do something if it's impossible.
但神绝不会把那根本不可能的命令说给你听。
Because it seems impossible.
因为看似不可能。
So that we can try our best.
所以我们才要尽心尽力的去爱神。
If it's easily achievable, then we won't bother doing it.
如果那么容易就做到了，那还尽什么心，尽什么力呢？
Amen. If it's easily achievable, we won't even try.
那如果一下很容易就爱到了，那我们连努力都懒得努了。
I want all of us to leave this place today.
所以我们希望我们今天离开这个地方的时候，
say, you know what? I'm going to try and love God.
我要尽心尽力尽意爱我的神。
I'm going to love people.
我要尽心尽意尽力爱我的爱人。
And I'm going to make it my aim in life.
我要它成为我生命的目标。
And I know why.
我知道为什么
Because I want to stand before God,
因为我希望站到审判台前的时候
being confident.
我可以坦然无惧
So I want every one of us to carry a humble heart,
所以今天我想我们所有的人都带着这样谦卑的心
a non-critical heart,
一个没有批评的心
Just worry about yourself,
只是看自己而已
Make sure you forgive,
就自己有没有饶恕
Make sure you love,
自己有没有爱
Make sure you love God,
自己有没有爱神
And if you spend your time in these,
如果你花时间在这个上面
Every single minute while you are alive on earth,
每就在你在活的世上的每一天每一分钟
is very well spent.
你都没有浪费你的时光
Hallelujah. Let's all pray.
让我们一起来祷告
Lord, it's such a privilege to know you.
是这么大的特权让我们能认识你
And this is such a privilege to love you.
让我们有这么大的特权能够爱你
And out of that love, Father,
主啊，从这爱中
May we have the privilege to love one another.
让我们有也这样的特权能够彼此相爱
In the same way as you love us.
像你怎么爱我们一样
Father, we ask you, Lord, fill our hearts with love.
主啊，充满我们的心，用爱来充满
Not any love.
不是任何一种爱
But the love of God.
而是主你的爱
Only the love of God is the love that it can work, that can bring life.
主啊，只有你的爱才能带来生命，才能管用。
The love of God that has real power.
主啊，只有你的爱才有真的能力。
So fill our hearts with your love.
主啊，充满用你的爱充满我们的心。
And according to your word.
按照你的话语。
We can be confident about that.
我们可以在你面前坦然无惧。
Because the Holy Spirit dwells in our hearts.
因为圣灵住在我们的里面。
So Father, I just pray
主啊，我们祷告
that let the Holy Spirit have His way in our lives.
圣灵啊，你在我们的心中得胜
And that He will enlarge our hearts.
你可以扩大我们的心
And remove all the stones and rubble.
拿走里面的各种烂石头
Clear the way.
你能打扫我们的心
And fill our hearts, Lord.
主啊，充满我们的心
with the love that is from heaven.
从你的爱来的那种爱来充满我们的心
So that we can give that love to others.
让我们可以把同样的爱给到别人
And I pray, O God, that you give us a strong desire.
主啊，你给我们这样的渴慕
And remind us every day.
每天提醒我们
That we need to come before you.
我们需要来到你的面前
And to learn to love you.
来学会爱你
And learn to love others.
学会爱其他的人
Make this our priority, Lord.
主啊，让这个成为我们的最重中之重的重点
Make this our daily aim.
让它成为我们每天的目标。
Make this our purpose.
让它成为我们人生的目的。
Make this our reason to live.
让它们成为我为此而活的唯一原因。
This is the true purpose.
主啊，这是你给的最大的原因。
True purpose.
是真正的原因。
Why we are alive today.
为什么我们今天还活着。
So that our hearts can be filled with your love.
所以我们的心被你的爱充满。
That we can stand before you.
让我们可以站在你的面前。
On the day of judgment.
在审判台前。
Where our loves are filled our hearts.
当爱充满到我们的心时
we have no fear.
我们就完全的毫无惧怕
And we can be confident.
我们可以坦然无惧
Father, we want to be confident.
主啊，我们想在你面前坦然无惧
so that we know you have done a good work in our lives.
所以我们知道你在我们的里面做了很美好的工作
Amen. Let's all stand.
让我们起立。
我的主，我爱你，我的主，献上一切，愿你喜悦。我爱你，我的主，
我爱你，我的主，
我爱。我的主，我爱你，我的主，
听你声音，
听你声，
记住真理，
记住真理，我爱你，我的主，
难道难以 爱你我的主，
我爱你我的主，
我爱你我的
主，我爱你我的主，
我领歌唱，
我领歌唱，真的
主，
我爱你我的主，
爱你我的主，
我爱你我的主，
献上我的一切，
献上一切，愿你喜悦，我爱你我的主，
我告诉他Tell him once more, Dan Dan I need, Dan Dan I need,
Dan Dan I
need, Dan Dan I need,
Dan Dan I need,
你是唯一 Dan Dan I need,
Dan Dan I need,
Dan Dan I need, 全心全
Oh Lord, you alone do we love.
主啊，来教我们学习爱。
We love no other God.
我们让我们不要爱其他的神。
We bow down to no other idol.
我们也不会向其他的任何偶像下拜。
For you are the true God.
你是那唯一的真神。
For you are the Son of God.
你是神的儿子。
The one who came.
你是那来到世上。
And died for us.
为我们而死的神。
There's no greater love than the one who laid down his life for us.
没有什么爱能够比为我们而死的爱更重
要。And I just pray, Lord, that everyone here today, may we understand this truth so deep.
主啊，我们祷告，我们今天当中的每一个人能够深深地体会到你的这个真理。
What does it mean when Christ came and laid down his life for us?
让我们真的去默想，你是如何为了我们而愿意死在十字架上。
Father, help us to see that love that is in Christ.
主啊，你来帮助我们看见你在基督里的那份爱。
That love was so deep.
这么深沉的爱。
That love was so real.
这么真实的爱。
That he was willing to love those who do not love him.
能够竟然为那不爱他的人献出生
命。That he was willing to die for those who hated him.
为那些甚至恨他的人献出生命。
Father, we were one of those people.
主啊，我们就是其中的这一位。
When we were lost, we did not even know who you are.
当我们迷失的时候，我们都根本不认识你。
We hated you.
我们那时候都恨恶你。
We had no interest.
我们那时候对你没有兴趣。
We did not love you.
我们那时候不懂得爱你。
And yet, you loved us.
但是你先爱了我们。
According to 1 John, you say, You first loved us.
在约翰一书说，你先爱了我们。
When we didn't even know you.
那时候我们都不认识你。
I thank you, Lord.
主啊，谢谢你。
That even though we may feel alone in this life.
即算我们在这一生中间都觉得很孤独。
Even though when we feel no one cares about us.
就算我们觉得好像其他人也不会真的关心我们。
Even though when we feel lonely.
让我们觉得很孤单的时候。
According to your word,
主啊，借着你的话语，
you love us.
你是爱我们的，
and your love is special.
你的爱是这么的特别，
you are God.
因为你是神，
and you humbled yourself.
你谦卑自谦下来，
because you died for us.
因为你为我们死了。
Thank you, Jesus.
主耶稣，谢谢你。
Thank you, Jesus.
主耶稣，谢谢你。
Help us to be filled with that love.
让我们来被这个爱充满。
So that we can be able to tell those who do not know you.
让我们能够告诉那些还不认识基督的人。
That Christ loves them.
耶稣也爱他们。
That Christ died for them.
耶稣也愿意为他，也为他们死了。
And because we Christ loved them.
因为基督如此爱他们。
We also love them.
我们也如此的爱他们。
Because we.Have been saved.
因为我们是在基督里得救的。
We undeservingly.
我们是虽然不配。
Have been found by Christ.
却被基督找着了的迷失人。
Rescued by Jesus.
却被耶稣所救的迷失人。
And given this new life.
给了我们这样的新的生命。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢主耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你，主耶稣。
Hallelujah! I just want everyone to spend a few moments.
我还想要大家再花一点时间。
One to one with God.
跟神一对一的说。
Just tell Him, Lord, help me to love You.
主啊，帮我来爱你。
And help me to love people.
帮我来爱人。
Give me a genuine heart.
给我一个最真诚的心。
A heart that really can be transformed.
真的一个能够被谦卑到可以被改变的柔软的心。
Help me to love more.
求你帮助我更多的爱。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Enlarge my heart.
求你扩大我的心。
Pour out more of your spirit into my soul.
把你的灵充满到我们的魂里，灵里。
Fill me, Lord.
求你来充满我们。
Fill me. Let this be the aim.And goal of my life.
让这个成为我们这一生的目标。
To learn to love you,
学会爱你，学会爱人。
Father, let me, when we die, let us all take abundance of love with us.
主啊，当我们离世的时候，让我们带着这积累的多少这么多的爱。
That we may stand before you.
我们可以站在你的施恩宝座前。
Without fear.
完全不惧怕。
Full of confidence.
是坦然无惧的。
Because our hearts are filled with love.
因为我们的心里面是充满着爱的。
Thank you, Jesus.
主耶稣，谢谢。
And may this be true to our children.
让这个成为我们孩子的事实。
Transform their hearts.
改变我们孩子的心。
May this be true in all family members.
让每一个家庭成员都能够经历到这样的事实。
And the people that I associate with every day.
让我每天能够接触到的人都接受这样的事情。
Lord Jesus, may you grant your grace.
主啊，你来赐我们你的恩典。
Help us to all know you.
让我们真的来认识你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
大家请坐。如果是要祷告的话，可以到前面来。神祝福你们。